Next week, Philadelphians will choose their next mayor. Both candidates on the ballot have said during their campaigns that they would create a permanent Department of Arts and Culture in City Hall. WHYY's Peter Crimmin spoke with movers and shakers in the arts sector to see what they want from the next city leader.
Hal Real is accustomed to lobbying politicians for the arts. The CEO of World Cafe Live co-founded the National Independent Venues Association in order to push for legislation that provided $15 billion in emergency funding to music venues forced to close during the pandemic. He said the arts are crucial to society because they foster connections between people, but that's not how he sold the Save Our Stages Act to politicians.
Did Save Our Stages have success because we made the argument about the arts connecting the world? Hell no. We did it by talking to every district in this country, every congressman, every senator, and saying, do you think that your town, your village, your city can have a successful recovery if we're all boarded up? We're the ones who put heads in beds. We're the ones who put butts in seats at the bars and the restaurants.
Real and many other leaders of Philadelphia's arts and culture sector want the next mayor to see the arts as a practical tool for tackling the challenges the city faces, such as economic recovery, public safety, education, and the opioid epidemic. Arts and culture programs have quantifiable positive effects on neighborhoods, according to a 2017 study by the Social Impact of the Arts Program at the University of Pennsylvania. It showed that communities with cultural assets had an 18% reduction in serious crime, higher test scores in schools, and 14% fewer incidents of child abuse. Sabri Shipley, the director of Theater Philadelphia, points to a recent incident of widespread looting in Philadelphia by mostly young people. She said long-term and reliable arts programs embedded in schools and communities would lessen such incidents.
You have these situations of looting. It's not necessarily it's not catastrophic. I'm not saying it's like not a big deal. It is. But what's even more a big deal is that we assume that there's only one key point to why it happened. When reality, it is always a train wreck waiting to happen that we saw coming, but no one reached out across their table to fix.
The solutions to some of Philadelphia's entrenched challenges already exist in its neighborhoods, according to Nichelle Ortiz-Gonzalez. She's the director of the Puerto Rican Cultural Center in North Philadelphia, Taller Puertorriqueño. She points to similar neighborhood service organizations like Congreso, Concilio, and the Providence Center, and said the next mayor needs to make it easier for them to get assistance.
We need the government to support us instead of making permits, grants, anything so difficult. We know as nonprofits that the biggest value, time, and the team don't get exhausted. So I think that is one of the things that the government can start doing to support the work that we're doing for them.
Arts leaders in Philadelphia want a permanent arts department in City Hall, but one simple thing the next mayor can do quickly is just show up. Several arts leaders says being present at cultural events will signal the importance of the arts in City Hall. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.